Otherwise, you sit and watch and talk and think and keep remembering that down below, Strategic Air Command is watching your every move. Before you get back to Carswell, you will have flown over many millions of sleeping Americans who don't know you're up there. You're making a grand sky tour of thousands of cities you'll never see from the ground. You break into your box lunch and your liquid lunch. You use the plane's heaters. You get cold and warm, hungry and thirsty, tired and alert. One city after another passes below you. American cities on these practice missions. And then, some 4 hours from your home base, you're over America's biggest city.
I'll never get a radar, over.
That's radar. Go ahead.
Bob, we're coming to the New York area. We're about 25 miles southwest. See if you can get me a range and bearing on Staten Island, will you?
Roger, sure will.
Engineer, Scanner.
Go ahead.
Lots more heat back here.
Hi, Roger. Coming up.
Boy, that old island sure looks good down here through this radar set.
Yeah, I wish I was down there taking in some of that nightlife.
What'd you be doing down there?
Some of the people have all the fun.
Them joints stayed open till 4 o'clock in the morning. That way you can see your kids in the daylight.
Closest we can get to New York City is 10,000 feet.
Yeah, so near yet so far.
You're riding smoothly now, and everything is checked and rechecked. No worry about the gas. You're carrying more than 21,000 gallons of it. That's enough to drive your car around the world 16 times and then make a grand tour of the States. You have 1,200 gallons of oil. You're surrounded by enough aluminum to make at least 50,000 pots and pans. You're not carrying a bomb on this simulated mission, and so your vast bomb bay is empty. But you could get up to 84,000 pounds into her. A cargo version of the big B-36 could carry up to 400 troops, and you could carry the equivalent of 26 automobiles. You've been in the air for more than 5 hours now, and down below is Nova Scotia. And some of your crew feel sorry for the little people on the ground.
Part of the crew, we're about 50 miles south of the border, and this country gets pretty rough up there, so you better put your emergency equipment on and get set for an emergency which might arise. Radio, would you pass me up a lunch plate?
Roger, sir.
Radar pilot?
Go ahead.
Say, wonder if we'll see any of that Aurora Borealis up here again tonight.
I might. It sure was pretty the last time we were up here. And quite a display.
Yeah, I guess the people down the ground sure would like to see it from way up here where we are. It looks like we'll be maybe just about 3 miles east of Earlton itself.
Hey, Mac, you want a cup of tea?
Roger. Pass it right up. I'm ready.
Left scanner, this pilot.
Go ahead, sir.
Did the guns check out okay?
Roger, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Your pilot asks for a gun check, because if and when the time comes for you to fight and bomb the enemy, you'll need to protect yourself. You have 16 20-millimeter cannons, 8 in turrets that are remotely controlled. All of the turrets, except the one in the nose and one in the rear, are retractable. You have more firepower than any other known bomber. You're moving along now and approaching what the Strategic Air Command prefers to call Point X. We have no desire to pinpoint it for any enemy. We're about 12 hours from Carswell now, at the end of one phase of this training mission. And you still have a long way to go.
Navigator, pilot.
Go ahead, Chris.
What's our position now?
We're about 25 miles southeast of that northernmost point X. We should make our turn back down in about 7 minutes. I'll give you a call, and you can bring your heading around about 195.
Okay, about 7 minutes.
Back to the United States, and you head for Denver, another checkpoint on your long flight. Denver comes and goes, and you're approaching the business at hand. You climb upstairs, as if to avoid enemy interceptors and radar. You start using your jets again, and your aircraft commander makes yet another check.
Now, navigating at 2, you're going to cross the United States boundary in 10 minutes.
Roger, thank you, Archie. How's the gas checking out, Mac?
We're doing okay, sir. We've got plenty.
We're now at 35,000 feet. Give me an oxygen check, please.
Navigator's oxygen equipment okay.
Radar, oxygen okay.
Co-pilot, oxygen equipment's okay.
Engineer, oxygen equipment's okay.
Now is the time your $3.5 million plane must prove itself. Now is the time the 16 members in the crew must prove themselves. The intercom buzzes with orders and checks. You don't worry about what the Navy thinks of your airplane or what the Army thinks of strategic bombing. You worry about Strategic Air Command, what your superiors will think of your efficiency and performance. You contact your target area. They're watching you by radar. And they'll check you carefully when you drop your simulated bomb. You're coming close to the IP, the initial point. Your speed nears maximum. From there, you take a bearing on your target for today. Then your pilot will turn the B-36 over to the radar bombardier through the automatic pilot. 2658 is getting down to business.
Now get a radar.
Here's radar, go ahead.
How's your picture, boy?
You're all set up. I got everything in the computer. We're all set to go. Radar to pilot.
Go ahead, radar.
Question is, you get over the IP, you can go ahead and center the steering needle, and I'll take over from there.
Okay. Navigator to pilot.
Go ahead, navigator.
We're 30 seconds off the IP.
Okay, I'm turning over the IP now, and centering the steering needle.
Okay, boy, here we go. He's looking good, boy. We got to nail this one today.
Radar, the airspeed is all squared away up here. It's looking pretty good.
Yes, looks good down here. Picture looks good, and we're right on the target.
Agnew Bomb Plot from Air Force 2658. We are 3 miles from target.
Roger, 2658 is Eglin Bomb Plot. We have you in contact now. You need make no further calls, over.
Roger, 2658. We will turn the tone control on approximately 15 seconds before bomb is away.
Roger, we're standing by on your tone.
Roger, all right, we're going over to tone now.
Bombs away, 2658.
You start losing altitude now and wait eagerly for the bomb scoring unit at Eglin Field in Florida, your simulated target, to tell you how well you've done. If you've hit the button, they'll tell you, and if you've missed, they'll tell you by how much, all in code.
Radar to pilot.
Go ahead, radar.
She looked good down here. How'd she look up there?
Everything was on the money up here, Bob. It ought to be a pretty good run. Crew, this pilot, we are now at 25,000 feet. You may remove your mask and helmet.
Air Force 2658, this is Eglin Bomb Plot, over.
Go ahead, Bomb Plot, this is 2658.
2658, your score on that run was a King Victor 0-0, over.
Woohoo!
Dog. Roger, Eglin Bomb Plot, this is 2658. Thank you very much and good day.
But it would have been a bad day for any enemy who caused our high command to set loose this strategic air command. There's still the matter of getting home. You've been in the air 33 hours now, long enough to fly you over many European and Asiatic capitals, and you've only got some 700 miles to go back to where you came from. You're still careful with your big plane and her invaluable crew. You approach Carswell Air Force Base and contact GCA, that's Ground Control Approach. They'll help you come down as if you were flying blind in foul weather, landing at a strange base.
Navigator, pilot.
Go ahead, pilot.
How far out of Fort Worth are we now?
You're about 18 miles southeast.
Okay, I'll contact the tower.
Okay.
Carswell Tower, this is Air Force 2658. We request a GCA to Carswell, over.
Roger, Air Force 2658. This is Carswell GCA. The weather at Carswell is as following. Visibility 4 miles. Ceiling is 700 feet. Altimeter sighting 2985, 2985. The wind is from the south. David, we have a light rain here at Carswell. What is pilot's name, tied to aircraft, and home station? Over.
Roger, GCA. This is 2658. The pilot's name is Cresilius. I spell Charlie, Roger, Easy, Charlie, Easy, Love, Ida, Uncle, Sugar. Rank Major, 436 Squadron, home base, Carswell, and B-36 type aircraft.
Air Force 2658, this is Carswell GCA. The runway at Carswell is 8,200 feet long, 300 feet wide, negative shoulders, over.
Roger.
Roger, 2658, this is Carswell GCA, final controller. You need not acknowledge further transmission. Set your gyro with your magnetic compass. Do not reset for the remainder of this run. You are now coming up on glide path, looking very good, 600 feet per minute. 600 feet per minute is your rate of descent, looking very good. 600 feet is your rate of descent. I'm looking very good at this time. Bring it down. Increase your rate of descent. Now on glide path and holding. Looking very good. Directing very nicely to on course. Now on course. Looking good at this time. Make your final landing gear check. Check your wheels down and lock. 174 is your heading. You are now approaching Carswell GCA minimums at this time. Wish to advise again that we have rain on the runway. Now approaching end of runway. On course. On glide path, now over end of runway, take over visually, over.
That microphone you left 36 hours ago is again opened along the long runway to record you as you come down. Are reversed. And when you're safely back on the ground, your pilot pays his respects to GCA.
GCA, this is 2658. Thank you very much. That was a good run.
And back in his office, General Clarence T. Irvine, commanding general, 19th Air Division, sums it up for you. This flight and the many others about which you know nothing.
The B-36s and the men that fly and the men that suppress them have proved themselves time and again. They are ready and able to deal the most devastating blow in history to any enemy anywhere in the world. All they await is their call to action.
Big bombers are useful weapons, but there must be a place to park and refuel them. That means bases overseas. In time of war, we could fly the heavy stuff only from countries that were also at war with Russia. The getting and keeping of those bases is not only a military problem. It's a political and diplomatic one, too. It is possible to imagine circumstances where we might have to fight a war alone. In that event, we must be able to reach out and strike from this continent. That's the reason the Air Force has ordered, practically off the drawing board, the big B-52, which will have the legs and carry the load. But it hasn't yet been built or flown. And today's battles cannot be fought with tomorrow's or next year's weapons. That's why those bases, the B-36s, and allies remain so important in our grand strategy of the air.
This is a general briefing by the 7th Bomb Wing, directing that the 436 Bomb Squadron fly simulated high-altitude mission on target at Eglin Field, Florida. Takeoff time will be 0700, climbing en route to 10,000 feet, direct for New York City, thence to the turning point of Earlton, Canada.
You have just heard Program 20 in the CBS series, Hear It Now, a document for ear based on the week's news. Hear It Now is edited and produced by Edward R. Murrow and Fred W. Friendly, and a CBS staff which includes Edmund Scott, Jesse Zausmer, Irving Gitlin, John Aaron, and Joseph Wershfer. Portions of the program originated at WTOP, Washington, WTAG, Worcester, KRLD, Dallas, WMT, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, WAGA Atlanta, WRVA Richmond, WIOU Kokomo, Indiana, and KNX Los Angeles. Special acknowledgement is made to the Strategic Air Command and the 8th Air Force for making the B-36 story possible, and to Colonel Everett A. Best, Major Robert Kime, and Lieutenant Hal Harlan for their technical assistance, along with all the crew members of plane number 076. This is Olin Tye speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.